Week 16, Sunday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. We are the people of the Lord, the flock that is led by his hand. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We are the people of the Lord, the flock that is led by his hand. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. This day, at thy creating word, first o'er the earth the light was poured. O Lord, this day upon us shine, and fill our hearts with light divine. This day the Lord for sinners slain, in might victorious, rose again. O Jesu, may we raised be, from death of sin to life in thee. This day the Holy Spirit came, with fiery tongues of cloven flame. O Spirit, fill our hearts this day, with grace to hear and grace to pray. O day of light and life and grace, from earthly toil a resting place, the hallowed hours, best gift of love, give we again to God above. All praise to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore, for ever and for evermore. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Psalm 23. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbour. He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors, let him enter, the King of glory. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors, let him enter, the King of glory. Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? All peoples, bless our God, who gave life to our souls. Alleluia. Psalm 65. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous your deeds. Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you. Before you all the earth shall bow, shall sing to you, sing to your name. Come and see the works of God, tremendous his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land, they passed through the river dry shod. Let our joy then be in him, he rules for ever by his might, His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let rebels not rise against him. O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound, of God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All peoples, bless our God, who gave life to our souls. Alleluia. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. Alleluia. Psalm 65 continued. Burnt offering I bring to your house, to you I will pay my vows, the vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress. I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings, with smoke of burning rams, I will offer bullocks and goats. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue. If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. Alleluia. The Word of God is something alive and active. It cuts more finely than any double-edged sword. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1. From Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, by God's will, and from our brother Timothy, to the Church of God in Corinth, and to all God's people in all Greece. May God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Let us give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the merciful Father, the God from whom all help comes. He helps us in all our troubles, so that we are able to help those who have all kinds of troubles, using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. Just as we have a share in Christ's many sufferings, so also through Christ we share in his great help. If we suffer, it is for your help and salvation. If we are helped, then you too are helped and given the strength to endure with patience the same sufferings that we also endure. So our hope in you is never shaken. We know that just as you share in our sufferings, you also share in the help we receive. We want to remind you, brothers, of the trouble we had in the province of Asia. The burdens laid upon us were so great and so heavy that we gave up all hope of living. We felt that the sentence of death had been passed against us. But this happened so that we should rely not on ourselves, but only on God who raises the dead. From such terrible dangers of death he saved us and will save us. And we have placed our hope in him that he will save us again, as you help us by means of your prayers for us. So it will be that the many prayers for us will be answered and God will bless us, and many will raise their voices to him in thanksgiving for us. This is what we are proud of. Our conscience assures us that our lives in this world, and especially our relations with you, have been ruled by God-given frankness and sincerity, by the power of God's grace, and not by human wisdom. We write to you only what you can read and understand. and I hope that you will come to understand completely what you now understand only in part, so that in the day of the Lord Jesus you can be as proud of us as we shall be of you. A responsory from Psalm 93. Your steadfast love, O Lord, sustains me. When the cares of my heart are many, my soul finds comfort in your help. Just as we have a share in Christ's many sufferings, we share also through Christ in his great consolation. When the cares of my heart are many, my soul finds comfort in your help. The beginning of the letter of St. Ignatius of Antioch to the Magnesians. From Ignatius, whose other name is Theophorus, to the church at Magnesia on the Maeander, blessed by the grace of God the Father, in Christ Jesus our Saviour, in whom I send these greetings. All happiness to you in God the Father and in Jesus Christ. When I heard of the disciplined way of life your Christian love has taught you, it gave me so much pleasure that I decided to address a few words to you in the faith of Jesus Christ. As I go about in these chains, invested with a title worthy of a god, I sing songs of praise to the churches, and I pray for their corporate as well as their spiritual unity. For both of these are the gifts of Jesus Christ, our never-failing life. May they be one in their faith, and one in the love which transcends all other virtues, but chiefest of all, may they be one with Jesus and the Father, since it is only by enduring in him all the prince of this world's indignities, yet eluding his clutches, that we may come to the presence of God. It was my privilege to have a glimpse of you in the persons of your saintly Bishop Damas and his two clergy, the worthy Bassus and Apollonius, as well as my fellow servitor Zotion, the deacon. I should be happy in that man's company. He is as deferential to his bishop as he is to the grace of God, and to his clergy as to the law of Jesus Christ. For your part, the becoming thing for you to do is to take no advantage of your bishop's lack of years, but to show him every possible respect, having regard to the power God has conferred on him. My information is that the sacred clergy themselves never think of presuming on the apparent precocity of his rank. They give precedence to him as a sagacious man of God, or rather, not so much to him as to the Father of him who is the bishop of us all, Jesus Christ. So, for the honour of him who loved us, propriety requires an obedience from you that is more than mere lip service. It is not a question of imposing upon a particular bishop who is there before your eyes, but upon one who is unseen. And in such a case it is not flesh and blood we have to reckon with, but God, who is aware of all our secrets. What it comes to is that we ought not just to have the name of Christians, but to be so in reality, not like some persons who will address a man as bishop, but in practice take no notice of him. I do not see how people of that kind can be acting in good conscience, seeing that the meetings they hold can have no sort of valid authority. All things must come to an end, and there are two alternatives before us. They are life and death, and every one of us will have to go to his own particular place. There are two different coinages, so to speak, in circulation, God's and the world's, each with its own distinctive marking. Unbelievers carry the stamp of the world, while the faithful in love bear the stamp of God the Father, through Jesus Christ. Unless we are ready and willing to die in conformity with his passion, his life is not in us. A responsory from 1 Timothy. be an example to all the believers in the way you speak and behave, and in your love, your faith, and your purity. In this way, you will serve both yourselves and those who listen to you. Practice these duties, devote yourselves to them, so that all may see your progress. In this way, you will save both yourselves and those who listen to you. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Be gracious, Lord, to all who serve you, and in your kindness increase your gifts of grace within us, so that fervent in faith, hope, and love, we may be ever on the watch and persevere in doing what you command. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.